All right. Anyway, so thank you. So those are the questions of the sites. So where are we holding is, I think we answered the easy questions. We didn't get to the hard question. The easy question, what?
Can I just throw in a radical chiddush for a second?
We're not
at that time yet.
Yeah, let me just review and review, okay? So the easy question we answered was the question number, I think, 2, and 4. I think that's what happened. It's question number 4. I guess someone wants to come in. Question number 4 was, how does your Yerhoda make a Taina Chashuva? If your Yerhoda only works as Matana, then there's no Taina Chashuva. So we said that just because the Mari Ben Leif says it's working as Matana does not mean to exclude that it could be also working through that you have that there's a certain amount of an Umdana. Except that Umdana would lose to Edim. So to explain why it beats Edim, because every Umdana loses to Edim. So to explain why it beats Edim, he had to say Matana. But without the, if not for the fact that there are Edim against him, he would also agree that there's an Umdana. We said there's an Umdana like the Shmites that the Ksai said of Migui. And there's an Umdana that's there. People don't obligate themselves, and that's just not true. People do not cause themselves pain. A person did the same Svara of Ein Adam Tarev Asudam Afsido. Person wouldn't mess himself up. So there's a certain amount of an Umdana. So it's better than what the Stiper said. I kind of want to get saying there. There's you're making a Hodah that is Mechayev Yuba Mixes. So about that, that's a you can make a Shrua Maida B'mixes. To answer question number 4, how does a Hodah make a Shrua Chia Maida B'mixes? Because Daumine the Matana, your Hodah would be Mechayev Yub. So therefore, the Hodah is a valid Maida B'mixes. That also answers the Gemara. That could maybe also answer the Gemara, the Pivis Mechaiva Mammon.
What's the Sfara for the Umdana? The fact that I'm being moided means I'm honest?
Not honest, but why would a person be moided that he owes money if he doesn't really owe money? A person who's a crook tries to get out of paying money. People don't like to make themselves pay money. Just not the norm. So if a person says he owes money, he obviously owes the money. Why else would he say he owes money?
Is this your own Umdana? It's not mentioned in Shas.
Yes, it's my own Umdana. But it sounds pretty good. It's based on, you have an Umdana in Ksuvas. Ain't all them Tarea Pesuda Mavsida. People don't mess themselves up.
And so why is that any different than giving pretend Matanas?
It's not as Matana. Matana.
No, but why is it any different than not that we're saying if it's a Matana, then he has to say
because Matana is a Kenyan. This is a Raya. This is a Raya. Complete a Matana. You need a Maisa Kenyan. I'm giving you a gift. I'm giving you a transference of a Chalais Kenyan. So you need certain requirements to make a Chalais Kenyan. I mean, you're not kind of a deeper ba'alma. If I want to, you need certain. So this is a tremendous chiddush that even after may die, you can have a kinyan odaisa, even though there's no ma'ase kinyan. So that's a very, very rough. I care. It's a big chiddush. How you can make a matana without a hagbah mishicha? But raya doesn't need kinyan. Raya just needs a raya, so there's a raya. But why in the world would you need atem eidai? It's an umdana. You don't even have to intend. It's not even if you're not intending to do it. Whether you're intending to do it or not intending to do it, it's done. You don't need Rabba. You don't need anything.
Didn't Rabba say that already when he said he's being ishtamute?
I don't know.
Rab explained that somebody's being moitav and mixas, he's being ishtamute, right? That means there's an umdana that he's saying when he's trying to, somebody's being moitav and mixas, they're saying that they really do owe money.
Rabbi didn't say it's guaranteed ishtamut. He says it's possible ishtamut.
We have to nem on. That's called a nemdun. We nem on that way.
Rabbi doesn't say we nem on. Rabbi never said that. Rabbi said it's a possibility, and that's why we mechayv mishua. I don't think Rabbi said we definitely assume that. I don't believe Rabbi said that. But anyway, let's just finish the chetpin. So we said that even this part I don't think is so difficult. This part I think is pretty mistavra and makes sense and not so radical. That even the Mari Ben Leiv would agree that there's a certain amount of umdina. So amigui, it's also an umdina. What would you be minded for? And that's just true. So then why do you have to say matana? Because he's bothered. How are you neman against Eitim? If you're making an umdina, every umdina has only a certain level of nemanis. Eitim has a much stronger nemanis. So how are you neman against Eitim? That has to be a matana. Okay. So when you get to the kasha maida b'mixes, so there's no problem because you made an umdina that you owe the money part way. So it's a taina chashuva because there's an umdina that part of the taina is true. It's definitely a taina chashuva. You don't need the matana to make it a taina chashuva. The umdina makes it a taina chashuva. The umdina is not 100%. So what if it's not 100%? It's another than umdina. Not like the stipler that this is because you said it. It's more than stipler. Stipler said it wouldn't work according to the Ksaisa Shita. So the umdina could be mechayiv yumamin even. It could be. It could be as umdina strong as mechayiv yumamin. If Louis said there are no eidim against you, maybe we would rely on this umdina to make you pay. There's an umdina. So the umdina is mechayiv. You have an umdina which is mechayiv yumamin. So that makes it dim light that mixes. So that's relatively easy to answer that kasha. We said, taking off from that, we said we can also answer question number two. Because the question number two was, okay, now we want to know why you're naming against Adam. So the Mari Ben Leiv said, because Matana. Practic says, can you know Daisa needs Atem Eidai? So we said, why does can you know Daisa need Atem Eidai? Atem Eidai is not a chedek of the Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan is a hodah. Why do you need Atem Eidai? That's just to give, to show that you have Gemara Das. So because Maisa Kinyan needs Ratzin, Raya Umdina doesn't need Ratzin. But a Maisa Kinyan needs Ratzin. So you're making a Kinyan Odaisa here, according to the Mari Ben Leiv. So we have to see that you really mean it. You have to be a Raya that you really mean it. So the fact that you say Atem Eidai proves that you really mean it. So we said that you can have a substitution. Since in this case, you're creating an Umdina, and you, whether you like it or not, you made an Umdina, and that umdina gimme mechayiv yumamin lu yitzur they wouldn't be edim. So that also shows that you have that gemara das, because it means that according to this you're saying a bevas achas, you're doing two things: you're making an umdina and you're making a ma'isa matana. So what you're saying, maybe you didn't mean the matana. You see, I mean the matana. Look, I made an umdina. I was serious. I wasn't in a joking mood. People don't joke around when they make umdinas against them. So it's mistabra that the whole dibur is serious. I don't know if I can say asram uchrachas, but I can hear that if a guy is with one dibur, he's saying matana and umdina, and the umdina is definitely not joking, because you can't joke about making an umdina against you. So we assume that the ma'isa kinyan is also serious. So you don't need the Atem Eidai to prove that he's serious, because the fact that he made an umdina against himself proves that he's serious. Okay. That I think is not so bad either.
Would you, what? Just before I said, Chazaka ain't of the maid's pana doesn't give him an umdana that he's really telling the truth, he owes the money.
Chazaka ain't adam meis panav. I don't know how that sounding. I can tell you telling the truth.
That's chazaka because he answered back, and that's what we said before. That was a whole sugi before. He said chazaka ain't of the maid's pana. He must be telling that was placed. That's what we just said before. That he owes the money. He said it's a nemanis to say that he that's all he owes. Right? He's making a hudah.
Chazaka ain't adam meis. He wants to say that he's telling the truth when he says he's potter. He doesn't say he's telling the truth when he says he's chayiv. We're talking about how do we know he's.
He just says, let's believe him on the half. Let's believe him only on half. Because of Chazaka and the Meir's Pandav.
I'm sorry, but that's not your. Taisus is saying, use a Chazaka and the Meir's to prove that the half that he says, I didn't pay, he's telling the truth. But we're talking about how do we know he's telling the truth on the half that he says that he owes?
It's in the same statement.
No, it's two halves. I'm sorry. There's two halves. There's a half that he said he owes and a half that he said he doesn't owe. The Chazaka Ein Adam Meis tells us that he's telling the truth on the half that he said he doesn't owe. Doesn't tell us anything about the half that he says that he does owe. The Ksai says that he's never on the half that he says that he owes because you have a din namanis. The Marie Belay says your name because Matana. We're sticking our neck out that we're saying that there's an umdana. Okay, but that doesn't say that it's not in Taisus. No, and I don't agree. Anyway, so what comes out as Bashir Husham, and we have to is that the first kasha of the Ksais, which Lachaira is the really, really hardest kasha, is how can if the Marie Ben Leif says that you're working against Edim, it can only work against Edim if it's Matana. How can it be Matana when a guy says Adam, he obviously doesn't want to give a Matana. He's obviously trying to get out of pain. He's not trying to make himself pay. He's trying to get out of pain. It's so to say that he meant Matana when he's saying Adam sounds so absurd. So how can it work mitam matana in the case of Adam? That seems like a really, really strong question. And the other question is, this is Excise Asikasha, that what's the Gemara saying, Eino Bakashim Azama? The reason why Eino Bakashim Azama is because you're doing matana. That's what the Marie Ben Leif says. Even we agree to that. And that's for a side reason that the Edim aren't discussing that. So that's not fair. On the umdana, on the bearer of the piv, it is bachashav azama. It's like when you do piv, you're doing simultaneously two things. You're making a bearer and you're giving a matana. I mean, sad the bearer shabbah, it is bachashav azama. It's just not Bachashav Azama, it's not the Matana. So why is that called Eino Bachashav Azama? So we weren't sure. And in Klode Pirchas, maybe Afal Piken, you can still ask the Pircha, but we didn't want to start up with the Ksais and we felt that he knows Klode Pirchas better than us. So we're not going to start saying that that's still a valid Pircha. Okay, so those are the two questions.
Is it possible that I just want to say, just totally radical, but that when we say that he's Neman may aid him, that pshat is, it's not, I mean, at least in Marie Ben Leif, it's not pshat that Hadas Baldins can may aid him, that's on his side. And is he stelling a vek Yenim's side to say it's Kamei Edim? Because he does Baldin's Kamei Edim against him. It's not for him. He never has a din emanus. Everybody agrees that we don't have the person themselves. One person doesn't have a din emanus. Even the Ketzai says it's a chidish hakra. It's no such thing as a din emanus as an aid of one person. We don't find it anywhere. Even two Edim is a chidish in the Torah. But one person could stel a vek that person to be Mei Edim against him. That he could do. Especially if somebody has a time.
I just don't know what you're trying to do. You're trying just to.
I'm answering the first question.
You want it, but this is not what the Marie Ben Leif said. Marie says that it works because of Matana.
Because he says it's a dover chadash. But it's, what that Dava Chadish does is we're saying the whole first kasha was Kala Oimer Adam, Skiilo Oimer Lo Levisi, right? So now he came along, he said Lo Levisi. He said Lo Levisi. Adam come along and Adam are coming along and say, no, you did borrow. That means that the person who's moneying him is Taka correct. We just know that he paid.
Right? Adam say para.
Meaning it was a loan. It was Taka loan like the other Tainus tining. But we also know that he paid it back, right? So now it's like Maya Adam are just like two Adam. Now, if you have made Adam against him, right, is against these two Adam. Is that correct? You know, the person making the chiyuv, right, has made Adam because this person's agreeing.
But how, right? Where did he make this chiyuv? According to the Marie Ben Lei, there's no din nemanis. It's a din matana. And there, in this case, Success is asking, he definitely didn't mean matana. So there's no system of Hodas Ba'alin Gemeya Adim.
When we, I'm just saying, when the person makes that taina, we are not saying that he has 100% nemanis now. The person makes that taina, that there was a loan. We agree there's a loan, right?
The loan, but the Adim say it's paid. So why don't we find out Adim that it's paid? Terence says because it's going against it, Hodas Ba'alin. But the Marie Ben Leg says that Hodas Ba'alin only worked because when it's working against Adim through a system of Matana. In this situation, the guy clearly had no intention to give a Matana. So you can't use the system of Matana. So why in the world should he be Chayim? It sounds like such a strong question. Sounds like almost an impossible question to answer.
Are you ignoring me?
Rebbe?
What?
Could we suggest that the Mari Ben Lev in the situation in Bava Basra of Loko Omer Lelevisi Komer Lo Parati doesn't need the rule of Kamei Aiden dummy? Because the Varda is, that would be like, we have that initial Nemanis of Komer Lo Parati, and that initial Nemanis exists, and we're just not going to allow you to be close to the towing. I mean, once you've already made that statement, we're not gonna go back. We're not gonna revisit the issue as to whether or not you were Omer Lo Parati.
But there's Aiden that you were Parati. I know you need a time.
No, but once the person himself has conceded that he was Lo Parati and he's a Huxit Kafrin. We're not going to let him go back and tie it to the contrary. And we don't even bring, the Adim are not even taken into account on the second issue.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, you have to look up. I'm under the impression everyone says there's working through Hodas Ba'alin. Did you check the Gemara? We have to check the Gemara.
Just to keep things really clear, Rebbe's already working with Amar Ibn Lev, who according to Rebbe is not really being Mashkiach in the Rashi of who quotes a Pasuk. So again, I'm saying
that I'm assuming he also
whether that is or is not a Pasuk that it's a Matana?
Yeah.
So I don't think that you can say such a thing because the Pasuk is not coming specifically to be Machish Aiden. The Pasuk's Pashup shot like the Pnei Yeshua says. The pasuk's coming in the event that you're chozer from your hodah.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
As far as I'm understanding, Rebbe's a little bit off the page. So I mean, as far as that specific issue, the daiti, the person already on the record is saying lo parati, he has to be chozer from that. The only way, and he's.
I don't know if he has to be a pleasure. I really don't know. I don't know enough.
The Pnei Yeshua says very clearly, and unless the person is Hoser, we don't need any scriptural source to say that Hodas Ba'alin is Aiden dummy. Of course, the guy standing in front of him say, I owe the money. Of course, we would make the money.
Okay, but I know that's when he's saying I owe the money, but here he's saying I don't owe the money.
But he's Ka'omer Lo Parati. Now, I know his position clearly is he did not pay. So if his initial position is clearly that he did not pay, and he's now a Huxit Kafrin, we're not going to allow him to be chosen from that initial position. And the fact that there's, and therefore we're not going to mashkiach in witnesses that testify he's low he's parati.
Okay, I don't know you. I don't have the bikias. I don't know. I'd be very surprised because. I always remember that sugya being based on Odos Bound and Gemei Eidim. I don't even know, you're gonna say that stop shining that sugya.
Well, I get it. It's not me Taurus at any Kiddush Dika Odos Bound and Gemei Eidim. It's me Taurus the fact that he made a statement and once he has made that statement, if we're not allowing to be hosed from that statement, we don't need any source to the fact that it's Gemei Eidim, like the Pnei Yeshua says.
So. Okay. Okay, I don't know. I'm not familiar with the sugya of Chozer Umagid. I don't know. I can't comment.
I'm not meaning to say Chozer Umagid, but the point is he's hooks at Kafkin. So therefore, what?
Okay. But you're being. I'm not saying you're being. It could be you're right, but you're being very very radical. You're saying that he has a whole that the Marie Ben Lev argues with the Ksais, and he has a whole different shot in that Gemara. And it's working through a different system, and the Ksais obviously missed it. And okay, I don't know enough about it.
If we said Nigu B'makam Eidim Amrinan, then he would be Neman there. He has a Nigu, right? He could have said that he paid it back, right? Believe me, I never borrowed because I could have said I paid it back. I could have paid it back, and now, right? We didn't even have Eidim.
I don't know what are you want, but we don't say me give Malcolm Eidim. I don't know what you want.
Eidim are not against him. It's the Eidim are for him, technically, right?
Well, the Eidim are contradicting. He said no parati, and the Eidim said parati. So the Eidim are against his Hoda.
The Eidim say that you really do owe the money, right? Over here, the Eidim agree you don't owe the money. You could just say parati.
Okay, but that's called Eidim going against. We want to use his Hodos Baaldim de Mechayev him. And there are Eidim contradicting that Yisayim. So the Marie Ben Leib says that it's working not Aus Migui, and that it's working Aus Matana. And the problem is
Marie Ben Leib didn't say it in that case. I thought that's what he was saying before, that Marie Ben Leib didn't say in that case it's working Aus Matana. The Ketzoyt is extending that that. We don't know. Maybe it's working out the differences.
Unless you all like Shamir.
That's what I'm saying.
We said anytime that they're going against Eidim, then you have to say Matana. The Marie Ben Leib is saying, if we just said, the Pashat reading in the Marie Ben Leib is that he's always saying Matana. We wanted to limit the Chiddush of Marie Ben Leib that he only needed Matana for when you're going against Eidim. You're not going against Eidim, you don't need Matana. But the case over there of Go'omer lo Levizi, Go'omer lo Parati is a case of going against Eidim. And therefore, even according to our new reading in the Marin Ben Leib, you would need Matana. And Shamir wants to say there's some new lumnus of Eino Chozer Umagid, which I have to admit, I don't know anything about. So I'm going to pass.
I was like, maybe it's not Chozer Umagid. I'm just saying that maybe it's a different system there altogether. I'm just saying.
Okay, so that's I'm passing. The normal understanding is Ksais tells us that the system over there is Odos Baal Dinkim Hei Eid. Okay, I don't know. I didn't see anyone who said that over there it's using a different system. You know, I did look around a little bit. People trying to, you know, that's there Scheinberg. I don't know. I didn't see anyone saying that Gemara could be a different system.
Even according to Ketzais, why is it stronger than two Eidim?
Because there's a Xeris Akasiv of Hodos Baal Din Gemei Eidim, that it's stronger than Eidim.
Should be Trey. Why should it be stronger?
Because that's a Xeris Akasiv, that Hodos Baal Din Gemei Eidim is stronger.
Gemei Eidim is not stronger.
I don't need, stop me. But when they say Mei Eidim, they mean stronger. Otherwise, they would have said two Eidim. According to Ketzais, it's a Xeris Akasiv. That it's stronger. That's what it means. When they said Maya Eidim, it means it's stronger than Eidim. In this context, Maya Eidim is stronger than two Eidim. That's the expression. Okay, anyway, so I don't know, Shamir, you're getting me, I don't know. But let's stop to think for a second. Parshat Pshat. In the Parshat Pshat in the Marim ben Lev is that he's saying matana. Correct, the size. But in the case of he definitely didn't mean matana. You see, the guy is trying to get out of paying. How can you say matana? So the only thing I can think of, which I saw in my Halig and those from 7 years ago. So I don't know if that's a raya or not. But it said as fact that we're assuming the Pshan the Marie Ben Lev is that he wants to give him the matana of the object. Now, I'm made that this cow is yours, so I'm having to give you the cow as a matana. I'm made that this $50 of yours, I'm having to give you the $50 as a matana. And I'm using a Kenyan Odaisa to be makning you the cow and to be makning you the money. Maybe he doesn't mean I'm giving you a matana of the cow, of the object. I'm giving you a matana that you should have a raya. The matana is not the object, the matana is a raya. I'm giving you a super raya. That's my matana. I'm giving you a matana that you should have a raya. Now you get the matana, you win with my matana because you win with the raya. Right? So it's a different reading of the Marie Ben Lev. It's not that I'm giving you a matana, the object.
Why? By saying Lola Visi, by saying Lahadam, that's a matana?
You have to say Marie Ben Lev says. Wait. As Marie Ben Lev says, that everything that Hodor's bounding works through matana. So you have to say by Omer Lo Lavisi, Omer Lo Parati, I'm giving you a matana. He doesn't want to give a matana. He's clearly not trying to give a matana. So we're saying that when the Marie Ben Lev said matana, he didn't mean I'm giving you a matana of an object. I'm giving you a matana because I want you to get the object. I want you to get the object, so therefore I'm giving you a matana. I want you to have the cow. I want you to have the $50. I want you to have the horse. I'm giving you a raya. Since by definition, I'm giving you a raya. You can't say I didn't want to give you a raya. I said a raya. So I don't want to help you. I'm not trying to be about chesed. It's not because of, I'm not saying this because I love you. I'm saying this because I hate you. But lemaisa, I made a raya for your benefit. So I'm giving you a raya. You can't, that I am doing. I'm not to say I'm giving you the $50. I don't want to give you the $50.
Maybe need some kind of the
normal shot that we had till now, the Marie Ben Lev is, I want you to get the money. There's a shot of a $50 loan. I want you to be zeicha in that $50 that we're arguing about. So then, the reason why he said loan of VC is because he wants to be totally putter from the $50. But it was like, I'm not giving you a matana of the money. Of course, I don't want to give you the money as a matana, but I'm giving you a matana of a raya.
To get the money.
What? Forget the money, that's right. I'm giving you a matana, you should have a raya. So now you can't say, well, you didn't have rutzen to give a matana of a raya. Because yes, I did. Because I had rutzen to say lola visi. And go omer lo lavisi is omer lo parati, and it creates a rayon, which we said before that even the Marie Ben Lev agrees that it creates a rayon.
Is that his intention?
I had rutzen.
Is that his intention?
That raya. So I have rutzen to give you whether I like it or not. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving you a matana of a raya.
So his rutzen is lo lavisi to give you a raya. His rutzen is that.
He doesn't rutzen because I love you. It's another, usually I give you a matana because I like you, because you're my best friend. Here, because I hate you, I'm giving you this matana. I'm saying this Ko'alolavisi, because I hate you and I don't want to pay you any money and I can't stand you and I want to steal all your money. That's my motivation. But the Maisa, what I'm doing is I'm saying lo'alavisi, which means lo'parati. So for my whatever agenda I have the craziest agendas in the world because I hate you. I want to say lo'parati. So I'm by lo'parati by definition. There's such a thing that's by definition. That's a difficult word here in this sugya because I'm stretching things a bit. But by definition, if I say lo'parati, I'm giving you a matana of a raya. That's what I'm doing.
To say such a
story, so the fact that I don't want you to have a raya is irrelevant. I obviously it's like a psik reisha. You know, the we say a psik reisha. If you chop off the chicken's head, you have rutzen to kill him. So if I have a rutzen, I have a rutzen to say lo lavisi. Lo lavisi means lo parati. Lo parati means you have a raya. And I had a rutzen to say that. So that means through the lumpness of psik ratio, whatever, and I had the rutzen to give you a raya. So therefore, I gave you a matana of a raya. So the matana system works even in the case of Adam also.
Do we have to say that he's giving this matana, or it's a metzias that a matana has been given to him?
It's working through the lumdus of matana because that's how it's otherwise it wouldn't be eidim. It has to be that I have a kayach, a matana. It's working through the kayach of matana.
Again,
I have a kayach to give matanas. And the meila, I'm giving a matana. Whether I wanted to give him matana or not is irrelevant.
Rebbe, is that reasonable to take up that? As mean to say, if you're saying that the guy's really not any intent to give, so then is it all reasonable to type up the? You know why it's commit in and dummy? Because the Torah treats it as if you gave it a matana. Like why would like it sound like where's that coming from?
So I would like to. I know that's why I would like to add that the Mari Ben Leif also has a pasuk. That's why I prefer to say that it's not like that's why I said before that we to say it that it's misvara. I would agree it's a little rough, but it could be that if it's based on a pasuk, the only question is how do you touch up the pasuk? So he feels that this is a more logical. Taich than the excise is taich. Excise the taich is a stira to the taira. The taira is a karav is paso, and you're making a karav a super namin. Here,
Rabbi
is saying that this is considered a matana.
Rebbe, the more of it holds, we say Migu and Malcolm Aiden. It's a machlokas amoraim as to whether we say Migu and Malcolm Aiden. So, like, to make it like this far out, oh, it can't be that the Torah views who does Baldin is better than Aiden. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I don't agree with your Bikias. I don't believe there's a machlokas amoraim that Migu is better than Aiden. No, I don't believe. I'm sorry. I think the Rishonim don't say that shot there. I don't think Miga can be better than Aiden.
I don't believe it
because over there it wasn't the Mamish against the Aiden. But if you're Mamish contradicting Aiden, I don't believe there's anyone that says Miga beats Aiden. Yeah, how can it be? Aiden is at the highest level of that money.
You're not contradicting Aiden here. They're all agreeing that the loan happened.
We're talking about Parati, not the loan.
I understand that. They're both agreeing on the premise. He doesn't owe the money. They're both agreeing on your side. It's a question of the Hechi Timtza. That's not called against Adem. Adem is that he does owe or he does not owe. Not Parati or he didn't borrow. That's not called
Migu Makam Adem. And you're ending up that you do owe. So you're contradicting the Adem.
That's because the halacha of the Torah, the Gemara says, Kala, I meant this. The Gemara says that line. But if the Gemara didn't say that line, Either way, you got to the end. If I was the person, I would say, inachanami, inachanami. Either way, I don't owe the guy. That's what okay, I'm saying.
But the Gemara says you do owe the guy. They cared. Then we're ending up that he does owe the guy.
That's the Gemara's chiddush, but that's not
the how can you be owe the guy when you're going against Adam? That's the kasha. And the only answer that the Marie Ben Leib has and how you can go against Adam is because of Matana.
It's extending that to here to Matana.
I'm sorry.
Do you ever need Kinyan Odaisa?
I don't need Kinyan. I don't know if this is Kinyan Odaisa or not. I don't know. It doesn't go out the window because I'm giving you a Matana. Even according to this, I'm saying you're giving you a Matana. Maybe it also needs Kinyan Odaisa, but the Matana is not the object. I'm saying a radical of Shana Marie Ben Leib. But I say, let's say I make all those bounded. You see this pen? Adam say this pen belongs to me. I made that the pen belongs to you. So partnership shot, I'm making a Kinyan Odaisa to transfer the ownership of the pen to you. And I'm saying, no, I'm making a Kinyan, maybe it's also a Kinyan Odaisa. I'm transferring the raya that you have a raya that the pen is yours to you. But and even now you win on the pen based on the raya.
But how can that raya go against Adam? Even if I'm giving him as a matana, how can it go against Adam?
Because if I give him a matana, okay, so this is, I agree. Happens to be, that's a good question. I should have talked to Shamir instead. Because Shamir's question, I don't know the answer. It's called Bikias. Anyway, I didn't mean Shamir weren't your brother. I just mean that I don't know. We can argue on the Bikias. That's easier. But this is, I don't know. I don't know. I was trying to say a funny svara. Then if I want to give a matana, so the definition of matana is that you should have it. So if it doesn't go against, if Aiden beat it, then it's not a matana. I was trying to say a crazy svar. Let's say I give, if Aiden beat out the umdina, then it means I never gave you an I gave you an umdina.
Rebbe.
Now one thing, let me try and explain this, because this is a hard svar. I give you an umdina. Now you have there's an umdina. Now Adam go against that umdina. How do we view it? Do we view it that the Adam, that the umdina exists and the Adam exists and the Adam is stronger than the umdina? Or do we say that the Adam make that the umdina is not an umdina? The Adam are mevato the umdina, because when you look at the total picture, you don't see the umdina. The umdina was an indication that it's yours. Well, there is no longer an indication it's yours, because you look at the total picture, there is no indication that it's yours. So in a certain sense, the Adam are destroying the umdina. So if I'm giving you an umdina, that means I'm giving you that you should have an umdina la'olam v'ed. So you should have an umdina even when there's Adam, you still have an umdina. So memele, it goes against Adam. Because I'm giving you a matana of umdina. If I'm giving you a matana, then you have to keep it. I'm giving you a matana.
Why don't Aiden destroy it? Aiden should destroy it. Aiden are superior to the umdina. They should destroy it.
Yeah, I know that's you're right. It's a hard question, Sparta. I'm trying Rebbe to needs say if I just gave you an umdina and I left, it wasn't like mitam matana. There's an umdina, then of course Aiden would destroy it. But I give you a matana of umdina, then you get the kayach of umdina. You can never lose. If I gave it to you as a matana, then that means that you have to retain that kayach. You retain that kayach of umdina, because I gave it to you as a normal umdina. You get a mitzias. It's not a matana. There's a mitzias that there's an umdina. But here the owner gave me a kayach of umdina, so I hold the kayach of umdina.
But that kayach of umdina loses to it. Retain it. Okay, don't destroy it. Retain it. But that kayach of umdina loses to the highest nemanus of Adam.
But that would mean that would if it loses, that means it's destroyed by definition. But
how can I give you something more than I have?
I mean, within this structure,
how can I give you something more than I actually have?
Right, there you go. That's a good point.
I don't know. I'm the child of the object, so I can give you the power of an umdana that's yours.
Rebbe, can we...
you the power of the power of I'm making an umdana, and I want you to have that umdana. So I'm saying you should get. I'm giving you a matana. And since I can give the chayfetz, I can give a matana of the object. That I can do. So I can give. It's like yesh beklal masayim ana. If I get, I can give a matana of the chayfetz. So I can give a matana that you have an umdana that you get the chayfetz. That's within my rights. It's, I can give you a matana that you own this. I can give you a matana that you should get this chayfetz straight. I'm giving you the object. It's an object, a cow. I can give you the cow. So if I can give you a cow, then I can give you an umdana that you own the cow. That's what I like to try and get. So when I say the hadam, I'm making an umdana that you own, that you, that's lo parati. I'm, whether I like it or not, what I'm doing is I'm giving you a gift of an umdana. And since I own the money, so I can give you a gift of the umdana on the money. And then later you get the money because you have the, you get a, an umdana that you got a gift of an umdana. A gift of an umdana can never be destroyed.
But there are them against them, you know. So very nice, he has it ready. You can't take it back.
But that's called that you're destroying. If you're going to go by the eighth, and then you destroy the umdana. So when I give you a gift of umdana, what I'm doing is I'm giving you an umdana that's not destroyable. That's
irrevocable.
The difference between an umdana when I don't give it as a gift, when it's just created as a mitzias, and an umdana when I give you a gift. So when I give you a gift, I mean machnet to you. It's a kinyan. You get the kayach of umdana, so you can't lose that because you were kainet. You don't. When does Eidim beat umdana? When the umdana is based on the metzias. The umdana based on metzias. The umdana is a raya from the metzias, so Eidim shlug up the metzias. But when the umdana is because I gave you a gift of umdana, so you can't take. You were matnet to me a gift of umdana, so I have umdana. What do you want from me? I have umdana.
Rebbe, I have one comment to make. Shiva used to say, "Sforas are a dime a dozen." if you look at the Kehilas Yaakov, one second, you'll notice that it, within his Mahalach, he brings a raya from a Taisus and Suva says, "That's my Sforas is a machlokas mali Taisus." Does Rebbe have a raya to this Sforas? It's a very radical Sforas.
It is a very radical Sforas.
We need a raya for that.
Okay, I agree. I agree. You're giving me mushak. I agree. It's very radical. And it's hard to hear. The only thing is, unless Shamir Zvikias is right, which I don't know, I sort of think sometimes it's almost the schmooze. You know, there's in a schmooze. In a schmooze, a person says a schmooze. So why do we? Why is schmooze? Are we allowed to say sometimes kedushim? You know, sometimes you can't because it's too radical. It's because it's mukhrach. So there are two, so the mukhrach, because the question is the answer. So in this case, unless Shamir is right, which is obviously a possibility, the question is the answer. The question of the Tzais asked the question, the guy did not plan on making a matana. And yet, if it's working there, it says it's working through Haldos Baal, then that's my assumption. So according to the Marie Ben Leib, it has to be matana. But he doesn't want to do a matana. So the question has to be that it can work as matana even when I don't mean matana. So it's sort of a little bit the question is the answer, that I don't mean matana. I'm not being machna the object, because I definitely don't mean that. And yet there's matana. So what am I giving a matana if not the object? So I'm giving a matana of the kayach of namana, of the kayach of the umdana. I'm giving you a matana of a raya. I'm giving you a raya. Okay, I agree. It's radical. It's revolutionary. It's wild. But I have a raya to my notes from 7 years ago. That's not a good enough raya.
And how come my regular matana?
I once went to Rav Plushinsky. And he told us a whole shir, and then he brought us a raya. Took out his notes and he read it to us.
Rebbe, just two points.
Yes.
And for my quick research in the Gemara on Baba Basa Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, Rabbah does hold Migu B'Makom Eden. So
what does Taisa say there?
I looked at the Ezra's Torah Luach. I'm already all over it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have a vague recollection. I'm almost sure that they said at that snapshot that over there it's not the case was that what he said is not clearly against Adam. It's not a direct kachosha.
There's definitely
there's a way of being miyashe what he said with the Adam. And that's what it means that the migui listen back because we're miyashe what he said and the Adam. But no way you can be miyashe what he said with the Adam. I don't believe that we
said. Farish over here says that Rabba holds that we go by migu in Diddy Mamas, we migu trumps Aiden. That's what the.
So we can bet. We can agree to disagree.
Okay, but number two, I just
over there is that because over there we use some kind of mefarshim his words that when he said this he meant that or when this and that somehow that we create that there's no stira between what he said and what the Adam. We're miyashev the stira, and there that's right. But if there can't be miyashev the stira, no one would ever say the migui be zaydin. That's my recollection. But it could be, I don't claim to be a Baki, so it could be I'm wrong, but that's my recollection.
But secondly, could we, as an alternative within this approach, could we say that Pshat in the Matana is like concession? The Hainu, when he says Lola Visi, he's conceding to the Tovea that Lo Parati. So that the concession is the Matana. I know since he can give the object to the person, the fact that he's conceding the issue of whether or not he was parati, that concession is like a matana. And therefore, that issue is conceded. It trumps Aiden because like that issue is like, it's like Rebbe's saying it's given, but like it's like he conceded to the Tovea that issue. So therefore, Aiden can't get in because like that issue is already being conceded to the Tovea.
Okay, I can hear that, but then that's working as a, through a system of matana.
Right, I mean, you said right.
I'm giving you a matana that I'm conceding. That's fine with me.
I guess I'm trying to say, even inside the guy's intent, though. I know when a person says Lahadam, he understands that he's conceding to the Tovea that he's low parati.
Even stronger than that, even if he doesn't understand. That is what he's doing by definition. So there's a certain concept of psik ratio. When you do something, you can't say I didn't have rutzin to do it. You did it. When you chopped off the chicken egg, you killed the chicken. You can't say I didn't do that.
Plays into when I said my whole purpose,
I wasn't intending to concede. I don't want to concede anything. But the Maisa, conceded. Yes. That's what you did. You you did it. You didn't do it because you were by mistake or accidentally. I didn't mean to. You meant to say Lahadam.
Don't we say that by Matana
Shchem? That's what Lahadam means. Yeah. So you willingly, with full rutzen, conceded. You didn't concede because of out of brotherly love or because you love the guy and you want to be nice to him. But Lemaisa, you conceded. Yeah, okay.
The definition of that claim is a concession of the fact of.
Right. But you don't have to say that because he was thinking in his head.
No, I understand. Yes.
Thereby conceiving.
Understood. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Right.
Don't we say that by I think Shrimira, no, that we say that if he's Mishire, if he's not Mishire, the way he said that original thing, that we say we can't touch it up later on, that he was retracting. If that Matana is considered a Matana because he wasn't Mishire anything in the state or something like that. I think that's the Mishan Peya and the Babasra. Yeah,
okay.
Right? So that we say, even though he tries to, now he's good and he's like that, but we say the way you still vec that matana, that tells us that that's what you wanted to do, even though you want to say now you're bari. I think that was what he said.
Okay. Anyway, I agree with Rabbi Meltzer of Nosson that stars are a dime a dozen and you need a right. But on the other hand, isn't that it's 40 that Rabbi, he said, mean made it to me that it's within the realm of a dime a dozen. It's also something, you know, there is, it's something, it's in the realm, that it's shayach, that you can have a raya to it, it'll be okay. Okay, I don't know.
So I have a raya that it's not that good because you never put it in your sefer.
No, it's because my notes from 7 years ago. My sefer was printed like 14 years ago.
Oh, okay, excuse me.
So that was a different cycle.
And Rebbe, one more thing. I'm not sure if Rebbe Yamin Simon asked this, but how is it better than when you give a regular matana that you need atameda? According to Rebbe, the fact that he just, even without atameda, the matana should still work.
And if he gave the atameda, it's not better. It didn't necessarily say this to answer the atameda kasha. The atameda kasha, I took credit. I don't know, I said it so whether anyone liked it or not. That I thought we have a pretty good answer, that you have a substitution. What I set up beginning of year, I said the question of the Ksai said, where's the Hodah to make a Chayna Chashuva? I thought it was a relatively simple answer. You know, it's against the simple Lashon of the Mari Ben Lev. But when you make an Ukimta, the Mari Ben Lev agree that there's a certain amount of Umdina. So you answer that Kasha of the Ksai. And I think I was saying you can also, that would answer the Atam Eidai question, because the person can say a substitution. You don't need Atam Eidai to prove sincerity. The fact that you made a weak umdina also proves sincerity. So the Atam Eidai problem, I'm not bothered by. What I really think that the strongest kasha on the Mari Ben Lev is the Latam kasha. But also the kasha of the kasha of aimbow, of Hazam HaKasha. I think this would also answer that kasha too, because it comes out that I'm giving you, I'm not sure what you're saying, the Shamir said it, if it would, but if you said it, that I'm giving you a matana of an umdina, so it is the piv. It comes out that it's very close to them on it. It's like it's not your, as the Ksaiz's gasha was, you didn't win because of the kayach of piv, you won because of the kayach of matana. Yeah, but the matana was that you have them on it. So it is the piv, it's the dibor of the piv that making that's causing it. So it is in some sense, it's a strength of the Kayach of Piv, because the Kayach of Piv gets this nemanis, gets, because by giving you this matana of the Piv, it becomes accepted forever. So I think it's a little better that Kasha also, because if you would say what I said, this radical Kiddush, I think it would answer the. Those are the two hardest questions that I hear in the sites. The question of Adam, to me, that's a real bomb. That's a real, like, impossible question. And the question of Hakosh Azoma, so we have Gatter Gawanter's answer. To be honest, that was in my notes also from 7 years ago, that maybe it's that in the, that maybe, and pirchas don't have to be logical, so that could also be a pircha. But I don't know, I don't like time arguing with excise and Claudia Adrush, but maybe this chat would answer that kasha also, because it's more the taina, it's more the words that are doing it. It's not I didn't give you a matana of the chayfetz, I gave you a matana of the raya. So it's really the strength of my words being that it was a matan. Okay, all right. What did this have to do with Rav Guzman? Anything? I don't know. I got 1 second. It has to do with Rav Guzman a little bit. Did anyone read Rav Guzman? Rav Guzman said a radical chiddush, that Rav Guzman asked the kasha that when you say Ravar Shev Rabbe Dvarim, granted, the Dvar HaShalev can't be a negative force, but where's your Ratzin? Every Kenyan needs a Maisa, Kenyan, Ratzin. Maisa, you didn't have Ratzin. So how is the Kedushin Chav? The guy said, I want to marry you. And it's hard, he's saying, I don't want to marry you. I'm just joking her. So we say, Dvar HaShalev, Avi Dvarim, but there's no Ratzin. So the Shiva had some answer for that. I don't remember what it was. I don't think I ever understood it, Bishas Maisa. But the Rav Guzman says a different answer. Rav Guzman says that you don't need real Ratzin for the Chalais. You just need Ratzin for the Maisa. So in other words, you have to have Ratzin to say, Harei HaMikudeshes. You don't need Ratzin to, I want to be married. Torah never said you need Ratzin to get married. You just need Ratzin to do the Maisa. So I thought that makes what I'm saying, not that it's a riot, I would not say, but it makes it a little bit easier. Whereas I'm saying that you have Ratzin to give a Matana, but you don't have Ratzin to give a Matana, but you had Ratzin to make a Dibur of a Dibur of a Matana. And Rav Guzman says that Ratzin to make a Dibur is also qualifies for Hilchus Ratzin. So I had the Ratzin to say La Hadam, and La Hadam is a Matana of Lo Parati, and I had Ratzin to say that. So I'm Yaitzi the Hilchus Ratzin because I had Ratzin to say what I said, even though I didn't have Ratzin for the results, but I had Ratzin, you know, based on Rav Scheinberg's you say that you don't need Ratzin for the Chalais. You just need Ratzin for the Maisa, so it's a little bit easier what I was trying to say. Makes it a little bit easier.
What?
You're muted. What? I'm sorry, Shamir, you're muted.
Oh, no, I thought you were in the middle of talking to someone else. They want to jump in, I realize. Okay. If they didn't have anything more to say, though, I was going to say that as far as the idea of calling it conceding, It that might address the issue of for what reason is it better than Aiden. I know it's better than Aiden because you've conceded, it's like a matana of the issue. The issue of whether it was parati or low parati, like that issue's already been given to the Tovea. So therefore it's not, the Aiden, like it can't get in because they, like they've already given that issue to the Tovea.
Okay, but you still have to say, you know, we have to talk about two hands of our mouths. It's still a strength of Aina Bachashev Azam. Right. Okay, I want to look up a little bit tomorrow. Either you people think about it. Rabbi Meltzer says I need to have a raya. I would like to look up at the Tabas HaShulchan. He doesn't talk too much about it. And the truth is the new Fangled Sais doesn't talk too much about it either. But I don't know, I have to do some research. I'm sure someone must defend the Mari Ben Leiv.
I'm sure if you open up the Ezra's Torah Luach on Bava Basra, you'll find people who discuss it there on the page.
Why? Yeah.
I'm sure they'll quote people who discuss on the page for what reason is it called Omer Lo Labisi Omer Lo Parati if you hold it to Matana. You'll find people on the
page. And Ezra's Torah? Who's Ezra's Torah?
I mean, the Raza de Shapsi, the safer the...
Oh, that's on Bava Basra too?
Yeah, it's in all the Bubbas. Yeah, all the Bubbas have one now.
Okay, the problem is that we don't have any Sfarim left in Miami because we're doing renovations in the Beis Medrash. So they boxed all the Sfarim.
That sounds like Shlomo HaMelech making the Azara smaller for Bas Paro.
All right, that's a problem that we don't have. So if you see someone...
How many years is this problem going to last?
Hopefully just this year. But they already boxed it already. They regret, so they boxed it, and then something came up like always in construction, so they didn't even start the construction. But they already boxed it for a few weeks already. So I'm
out of trust the Rebbe's Bekias.
Yeah, we barely have. We don't have except, you know, we have on the scepter. They left out, but if you see someone to talk about, please let me know, and I'll try and look at maybe try and find it. Okay. All right, Yeshikayach, everyone. Okay, good night.
Thank you. Good night.